All right, welcome to another deep dive.
Yeah.
This time we're looking at The Note
The note.
by
Okay.
Alifair Burke.
Yeah.
Now, I'm really excited about this one
Okay.
because I know you love a good thriller,
Yeah.
and this one has gotten some serious buzz.
Oh, wow.
I've
Wait.
got like a stack of reviews here and
Yeah.
some notes I took while reading,
Okay.
and I can't wait to hear what you think.
Well, all right. Yeah, let's jump in. I have to say, I was completely hooked
Oh, I see.
from like the very first page.
Really?
Yeah. Burke's writing just pulls you right in, and I think
Yeah.
it has a lot to do with her background.
Oh, interesting.
I think she's a former prosecutor.
Oh, wow.
And that experience really shines through in the authenticity of
Yeah.
legal scenes and the complexity of her
I
characters.
totally agree. That insider knowledge definitely adds a layer of realism to the whole story.
Absolutely.
So, for those who haven't picked up the book yet, let's set the scene a little bit.
Okay.
The note centers around May Hanover,
Okay.
a former high-powered lawyer turned law professor.
Oh, interesting.
She's got this like type A personality,
Okay.
always striving for perfection, but she's also carrying the weight of a past
Oh.
public shaming incident.
Okay.
So that's kind of looming over her
Right.
at the start of the story.
That past incident really adds this layer of vulnerability to
Yeah.
May, I think.
Yes.
She's constantly trying to keep everything under control. And, makes you wonder how
Yeah.
she'll react when things start to spiral
Yeah.
out of control.
And things definitely do spiral.
Oh, they do. Okay.
So May decides to take a weekend getaway to the Hamptons
Oh, the Hamptons. All right.
with her two best friends,
Okay.
Lauren and Kelsey.
Lauren and Kelsey. Okay.
Lauren is a successful orchestra director, and Kelsey is a
Great.
wealthy socialite. Now, these three women have been friends since
Okay.
their teenage years at summer camp.
Oh, wow.
So they've got
My
a lot of shared history.
Yeah, so they go way back. I love the dynamic between these three women. They're all so different, but their bond is unbreakable. And that shared history definitely comes into play later on
Absolutely.
in the book.
So they head out to the Hamptons,
Right.
hoping for a relaxing weekend of
Yeah.
catching up and escaping the city. But wouldn't you know it? Their idyllic getaway
Yeah.
takes a dark turn when they find themselves entangled
Oh no.
in not one,
Uh-oh.
but two mysteries.
Two mysteries. Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
So it starts with
Yeah.
a seemingly harmless prank.
Okay.
A prank, all right. Kelsey leaves a note on the windshield of a car that's like taking the parking spot
Okay.
that she was waiting for.
Oh, the injustice.
It's just a little dig, a bit of parking lot justice, you know? But the consequences are far-reaching.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's what I love about Burke's writing. She takes these everyday situations and twists them into something
Right.
unexpected.
Yeah.
You think you know where the story's going,
Yeah.
and then bam,
She throws a curveball.
she throws a curveball. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this note
Okay.
sets off a chain of events
Yeah.
that leads to the disappearance of David Smith,
Okay.
the man who took the parking spot.
The man who took the parking spot already.
And as the police start investigating,
Yeah.
they uncover some unsettling connections
Oh, unsettling connections.
to another mystery, the unsolved murder of Kelsey's husband
Oh, wow.
years earlier.
So there's layers here,
Yeah.
and just when you think it can't get any more complicated,
Right.
their shared past at summer camp,
Oh.
Wildwood,
Wireless.
becomes a central piece of the puzzle.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it seems like this idyllic summer haven
Right.
holds secrets that could connect all the
Yeah.
dots.
I was on the edge of my seat trying to figure out how everything fit together, the way Burke weaves the past and present. It's just masterful.
It's so good. And let's not forget Kelsey's father,
Oh, Kelsey's father.
William Ellis.
Oh, William Ellis.
He's this powerful figure
Right.
with a somewhat murky past,
Okay.
and he adds another layer of intrigue to the whole situation.
Yeah.
So that's another wrench in the works.
Oh, William is definitely a character you don't want to mess with. He's used to getting his
Oh,
way,
yeah.
and it makes you wonder just how far he'd go
Yeah.
to protect his daughter.
Absolutely.
It really makes you question those family dynamics,
And what?
especially when power and wealth are
Yeah,
involved.
exactly. And all of this is happening against the backdrop of the Hamptons, which is supposed to be this playground
Right.
for the rich and famous. But there's this underlying sense of unease.
Yeah.
Like something darker is lurking beneath the surface.
That's a great point. The setting itself almost becomes a character in the story, contributing to the overall atmosphere of suspicion and hidden secrets.
Yeah, exactly.
Like those picture-perfect Hamptons homes, you know,
hold
a hidden darkness, don't they?
Yeah.
And all those social pressures, the need to keep up appearances adds this layer of tension.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And Burke doesn't shy away from exploring how those pressures play out in the lives of the characters.
Right.
Like, think about Kelsey, for instance.
Okay, Kelsey.
She's struggling to cope with the trauma of her husband's unsolved murder while trying to maintain this facade of composure.
Oh, wow.
You know, it makes you wonder what's really going on beneath the surface.
Right. It's like as though everyone in the Hamptons is playing a role, hiding their true selves behind this veneer of wealth and privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of hidden truths, let's talk about the similarities between Kelsey's husband's death and David Smith's disappearance.
Right.
Both men were found shot in their cars.
Oh, wow. In their cars. Okay.
Yeah.
That raises a lot of questions.
It does.
It definitely adds another layer of intrigue to the whole mystery.
Totally.
Is it a coincidence?
Yeah.
Or is there a connection that the police haven't uncovered yet? Yeah. And then there's that whole mystery surrounding what was in Luke's glove compartment the night he was killed.
Right.
It's like Burke keeps dangling these little threads, these unanswered questions that keep you guessing.
And that's what makes it so addictive.
Yeah.
You know, you're constantly trying to piece together the puzzle.
Yeah.
Just like May is.
Right.
And I love how Burke uses May's legal background to give us these insights into the investigation.
Right.
You know, she's not just a passive observer.
Right.
She's actively trying to figure out what happened.
Exactly. She's using her knowledge of the legal system to unravel the truth.
Mm.
And as she digs deeper, she starts to uncover these inconsistencies.
Right.
These details that don't quite add up.
Oh.
It makes you question everything you thought you knew.
And then there's Wildwood. Summer camp, where these three women met as teenagers.
Right.
It seems idyllic at first, a place of happy memories.
Yeah.
But as we learn more, it becomes clear that there are some dark secrets buried there.
There are some dark secrets. And those secrets seem to be connected to the present day mysteries.
Right.
It's like the past is reaching out to touch the present.
Mm.
And these women are caught in the middle. And let's not forget the role of social media.
Oh, social media.
In all of this.
Yeah.
Kelsey is already under suspicion.
Yeah.
Because of her husband's unsolved murder.
Right. Yeah.
And then David Smith goes missing.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is all over the news.
The feeding frenzy.
It's a feeding frenzy.
And May knows firsthand how quickly public opinion can turn against you.
Yeah.
You know that subway incident?
Oh, yeah.
From her past?
Right.
It resurfaces online.
Oh, no.
And suddenly she's facing a whole new wave of scrutiny.
It's a stark reminder of how the internet never forgets.
Oh, it never does.
It makes you think about the power of social media,
mm-hmm.
how it can shape narratives and destroy lives.
Totally. And speaking of power.
Speaking of power.
Let's talk about William Ellis again.
William Ellis. Okay, yeah.
He's used to controlling everything.
Right.
And it makes you wonder what role he's playing in all of this.
Is he trying to protect Kelsey?
Right.
Or is he hiding something?
Yeah.
His motives are definitely murky.
Yeah.
And that adds another layer of suspense to the story.
And it's not just William.
Okay.
There's also Nate.
Nate, okay.
Kelsey's stepbrother.
Okay.
He's always been there for her.
Yeah.
But is he truly trustworthy?
Exactly. Burke creates these complex characters with their own hidden agendas.
Yeah.
You're never quite sure who to believe.
Mm.
And that keeps you guessing until the very end.
And just when you think you figured it all out, she throws in another twist.
Oh, my God. Another twist.
It's like she's constantly challenging your perceptions, making you reevaluate everything you thought you knew.
Right.
And that's what makes The Note such a brilliant thriller.
It is.
It's not just about the suspense. It's about the characters.
Yeah.
The relationships.
Yeah.
The exploration of these really complex themes.
It's definitely a book that stays with you long after you finish reading it.
Yeah.
And I love how Burke doesn't shy away from asking those tough questions.
Yeah.
About the choices we make.
Right.
And the consequences that follow.
Absolutely.
You know, it's interesting how the note highlights the weight of past mistakes and how those can ripple through time and affect the present.
Yeah.
You know, we see this with both Kelsey and May.
Right.
But it's especially pronounced with May.
Right.
As she grapples with that resurfacing subway video.
Absolutely. It's like that incident that she thought she'd put behind her has become this digital ghost that haunts her.
Yeah.
And for someone like May, who thrives on control and order, you know, that loss of control is incredibly unsettling.
Oh, it is. But what's fascinating is that instead of crumbling under that pressure, May channels that energy into her investigation.
Right.
And look, she finds a sense of purpose in trying to unravel the truth.
That's a great observation. It's almost as if she's trying to reclaim some control.
Yeah.
Not just over her own narrative, but over the events unfolding around her.
Right.
And she's really good at it, too. Yeah. You know, those late nights?
Yeah.
She used to pull at the law firm. Those skills come in handy as she digs into the police reports and witness statements.
He's like a dog with a bone.
Yeah.
You know, just meticulously piecing together the puzzle.
Yeah.
And as she digs deeper, she starts uncovering things that the police seem to have missed, like little inconsistencies, details that don't quite add up.
Right.
It's like she's seeing things from a different angle, thanks to her legal training.
It's as if she's playing a mental chess game with the investigators, always a step ahead.
Yeah.
And that leads to a pretty major revelation regarding Kelsey's father, William.
Oh, yeah. You know, remember all our suspicions about him?
Yeah.
Well, they turn out to be well-founded.
Yeah.
May uncovers a link between William and a private investigator in Boston, a PI with a reputation for getting things done no matter the cost.
Right.
So it's chilling.
It is.
When you think about it.
Yeah.
The lengths someone might go to in order to protect their family.
Right.
Even if it means crossing ethical boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that brings us to a question that the note really grapples with.
Okay.
How far is too far when it comes to protect those we love?
That's the heart of it, isn't it? Where do you draw the line between love and control, protection and manipulation? And it's not an easy question to answer.
It's not, no. But what's so brilliant about Burke's writing is that she doesn't offer any easy answers.
Yeah.
You know, she leaves it to the reader to wrestle with those moral dilemmas.
Exactly. And the tension just keeps ratcheting up.
Yeah.
As May realizes she has to expose William, even though she knows how dangerous he can be.
Right.
It's a high-stakes gamble.
It is.
Especially with her own past vulnerabilities hanging over her.
And I won't spoil the ending, but I will say that Burke delivers.
Yeah.
A satisfyingly complex resolution.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's a climax that forces all the characters to confront their pasts, their choices, and the consequences of their actions.
It's a reminder that sometimes those consequences can be far-reaching and unexpected.
It's just like the note that set this whole chain of events in motion.
Yeah, exactly. And in the end, the note is more than just a gripping thriller.
Yeah.
You know, it's a story about the complexities of human relationships, the power of secrets, and the weight of our choices.
Absolutely. It's a book that stays with you long after you've finished reading it.
Yeah.
And one that I highly recommend.
Yeah, do you?
So if you're looking for a thought-provoking and suspenseful read, pick up the note. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed.
Agreed.
Alifair Burke has crafted a truly masterful story that will keep you guessing until the very last page.
To the very last page.
And on that note, we'll wrap up our deep dive into the note.
Cool, it sounds good.
We hope you enjoyed exploring this world with us.
Yeah.
Until next time.
Okay.
Happy reading.